Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babul Isti'dhani wa Adabihi, the chapter on seeking permission and its etiquette. Previously we have done that when a person should make salam, and under this we touched on the etiquette of seeking permission. In other words, the etiquettes of seeking permission. So up till now we are doing the etiquettes of salam. So under the etiquettes of salam, one of the things was when a person should make salam. So there we said there were three occasions where a person should make salam. One is when seeking permission, and then we discussed some of the adab of seeking permission. So we'll just quickly recap. So three times a person makes salam. One is when he's seeking permission. We explained that how does a person seek permission. He says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ana Muhammad adkhul. Or in Urdu, a person will say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Muhammad hu, may andar asakta hu. A person will ask permission that Assalamu alaikum, make salam first. Then he explains who he is clearly. Then he says, may I enter. So this is the first permission that a person is seeking when making salam. He makes the salam first, then he explains who he is, and then he asks permission that may I enter. So this is the first time that salam is made. And then we explain that the second time salam is made when a person enters the home. And the third time salam is made is when a person is leaving. So there you'll get three salams that are made. So here this chapter is dealing only with the etiquettes of seeking permission. As we explained previously, this is the beauty and the richness of our deen. Is there so many, so much of refinement within everything. So even when seeking permission also, this is something that is taught to us, not that a person does it anyhow. In the time of Jahiliyat, if a person wanted to go into someone's home, there was no such thing as seeking permission. He just barged into the house, opened the door and he went in. There was no such thing as getting permission to enter. This was taught to us by Islam, this refinement of how to seek permission, when to seek permission, when a person is allowed to go into someone's home. All that has been taught to us in our beautiful deen. قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تدخلوا بيوتا غير بيوتكم حتى تستأنسوا وتسلموا على أهلها. In Surah An-Nur, Allah Ta'ala says, O believers, do not enter homes beside your own until you have acquired permission and greeted the inhabitants. So a person, yeah, that's why we said, person makes salam. So do not enter a home until anyone's home, except if it's your own home, until you have sought permission and you have greeted those that are in those homes. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَإِذَا بَلَغَ الْأَطْفَالُ مِنْكُمُ الْحُلُومَ فَلْيَسْتَأْذِنُوا كَمَا اسْتَأْذَنَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. In Surah Nur, Allah Ta'ala says, when your children come of age, they should seek permission just as those before them sought permission. So person, if child is there, when a child is small, then there's no need for the child now to seek permission generally. But now a child should be taught that when you reach age, now you the right age, when you become baligh, now you need to seek permission. You also have to seek permission before you enter a home. One Abi Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, al-isti'dhanu thalathun fa'in udhina laka wa illa farji' muttafaqun alayh. Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, one should seek permission to enter three times. If you are granted permission, then enter, or else you should return. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that one should seek permission to enter three times. If you are granted permission, then enter, or else you should return. One very important etiquette is taught to us here. Normally we would hear this etiquette in the Gush Adab, but where we see the beauty of this adab also that we do, actually the usuls and the etiquettes in the Gush Adab are actually from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what etiquette we learn from here is that when a person is seeking permission, then three times. For example, if there's a doorbell there, we only ring the doorbell three times. If there's no answer from inside, the hadith is saying, وَإِلَّا فَرْجِعْ, that if there's no answer, then you go away. There's no such thing as continuously ringing the bell. Or if there's no bell there, a person is knocking on the door, there's no such thing as continuously knocking. Three times is maximum, the hadith is saying. After that, we must go away. Even if we think that the people are in the house, maybe they're busy, they're occupied, they don't have the time, whatever reason they got, they know whatever reason. The hadith is teaching us from our side, our job is to knock 3 times, or to ring the bell 3 times, to seek permission 3 times. And if there is no response, then we return. This is a very, very important etiquette. Also, this type of etiquette should be used when a person is making a phone call to someone. Sometimes the person may be busy, he is unable to take the call. Now, it doesn't mean we go 5, 6, 7 missed calls we give the person. That is not the etiquette. Actually, the right etiquette is, if it's a busy time also, send the person a message that, may I call you now, is it convenient? Or if we need to speak to them urgently and we need to call, when you call the person, tell the person that I need to speak to you 5 minutes. Do you have 5 minutes for me to speak to you? Then the person speaks to him. It's not that he just calls the person. Person may be busy and is willing to give him 1 minute or 2 minutes, and now he speaks for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or 15 minutes. This is not the etiquette. So etiquettes and adab are very, very important. This is like the salt in the food, or like the sugar in the tea. It adds the flavor, it adds refinement to the person. And when a person has got etiquettes in him, he's got flavor in him, then people take to him, they realize that this is a person of etiquette. So Allah Ta'ala make us people of etiquettes. These are simple etiquettes, but it takes a person very, very far away in life. It makes it easy for the next person also, and it makes it easy for us. Imagine if the person in the home thinks that this person will carry on knocking and knocking and knocking. How difficult it will be for him if he's sleeping, or maybe he's in the toilet, maybe he's busy, he can't attend. Now it makes it so difficult. But he knows that this is the etiquette. 3 times the person is gone, then there won't be pressure on him, there won't be pressure on the person that is knocking. Like that, if you use the phone correctly, etiquette, when to phone, how to phone, what to say, when to say, should I say, all these things form part of etiquette. If we bring it in our life, it makes it very, very easy and beautiful for everyone around us and for ourselves. Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. There's a jamaat in our masjid, we are very fortunate. Alhamdulillah, they'll be here today also. So we should try and spend some time with them, and if we can manage, spend time in the gush, spend time in the kitab reading that they're having, and also in the bayanat, etc., that is taking place. Allah Pak give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.